For the past few weeks and these last few weeks that I have here at the parish, I've been going over a summary of some of the major themes I wanted to leave with you. So our solemnity today makes it very clear what to preach about, and it's so central to our faith, so dear to my heart, the Holy Eucharist, the Body and Blood of Christ that's been given to us as our spiritual food, the source and the summit of our faith and of our Christian life. This gift of the Eucharist, the Body and Blood of Christ in the sacrament, is the origin of our life, and it's the high point of our life as disciples of Jesus Christ, the source and the summit. So we hear today from the 6th chapter of John, and Jesus says, "I am the living bread from heaven." Many of you received this book, Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist at Easter, a book by Dr. Grant Petrie. One of the chapters there, he speaks about this connection between the Eucharist and the manna given to the Israelites in the desert. This manna, as you recall, so the Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt, passing through the Red Sea, but they found themselves starving and thirsty in the desert. So God provides for them. One of the principal ways in which He does that is by giving them this mysterious and miraculous bread from heaven. Each morning they wake up and it's like dew on the ground. They collect this manna sufficient for a day and are asked to trust that God will provide again for them each day, their daily bread. This was recognized as a miraculous bread, a bread from heaven, a supernatural gift, something that sustained and gave them life throughout their journey in the desert. Now, when they entered into the promised land years later, this miracle of the manna ceased, stopped happening. It was meant just for that period of journeying, their pilgrimage through the desert before they entered into the land of milk and honey, the promised land. After that, however, some Jews who were looking for a new Moses believed that the Messiah would bring back the manna from heaven, just as the manna was given to them through the intercession of Moses, bringing their need to God. So they believed that the manna would come back when a new Moses appeared, giving bread for the journey through the desert, new manna for the journey to the new promised land. So when Jesus, in the context of this, they had asked Jesus, "Moses gave us bread from heaven, what can you do?" He had already performed the miracle of multiplying the loaves, but they want to know exactly what He is capable of. They want to know, perhaps, if He will bring back the manna from heaven. And Jesus goes way beyond their expectations or even their hopes by saying, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven." They would have noticed immediately that He's speaking of the new manna, bread from heaven that sustains life. Not just ordinary life, but whoever eats this bread will live forever. So what is this bread from heaven? He says, "This bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." See, Jesus is intentionally using all of this language to signify that He will bring this new manna to give life for the new journey to the new promised land. The new manna is His flesh and blood. The new manna is the Eucharist. The new promised land is heaven, an inheritance that can never be taken away. And the new life is not just surviving, but it is life eternal. It's the fulfillment of a messianic promise and a great hope of the Israelites about the Messiah who is to come. This bread is the flesh of Jesus. And he tells us, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man, you shall have no life within you. So imagine being one of the Israelites in the desert. God provides this miraculous form of sustenance, this bread from heaven. And you say, I'm not going to eat that. I don't know what that is. That's what manna means, right? It was a word that said, we don't know what this is. But what that's doing is you're deciding that you are going to starve. This is what Jesus is saying spiritually for us. Unless we eat this flesh of the Son of Man, we will not have life within us. We choose to spiritually starve if we stay away from the Holy Eucharist. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. Jesus gives us the greatest gift in the Eucharist. He gives us the gift of his very self, his life. He becomes our food, our form of sustenance through this pilgrimage, through this journey of life to the promised land of heaven. St. Paul reminds us that this Eucharist is a participation in the blood of Christ and in the body of Christ. It's truly taking part in him. It's not a symbol. It's not just a mere idea to make us feel good that Christ is with us. It's a reality. It's truly his presence that we are allowed to take part in, to become one with him. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him, Jesus says. It's a beautiful, profound mystery that if I could speak my whole life, I would never even begin to open up the depths of this gift for us. There's so much more that I would like to say, but I just want to turn maybe to a bit more personal note. It's nearly impossible for me to imagine my own life without the Eucharist. For many years now, I've been attending, or now as a priest, celebrating daily Mass, spending time each day in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And I do this not now simply because it's a habit, but I recognize that when I'm unable to spend time in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, I begin to feel off-kilter, not centered. I realize only when I'm away from adoration that he is the true source of my life. You know, I can only recall 2 days in my 13 years as a priest where I did not celebrate Holy Mass. One was because of the stomach flu, and the other was because of international travel, 40 hours of travel, so I missed a day. I remember having hip surgery and coming home. My parents drove me home, and I decided, let's celebrate Mass. I celebrated Mass on one leg before the pain meds wore off. Okay. There's nothing more important in my life than the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist is the source of life, the most profound way in which my beloved is present to me. It, or I should say he, is the very purpose of my existence. So imagine the thing that's most precious to you, right, in the heartbreak that you feel when that person or thing is not treated with the respect that they are due. This is part of the burden of the priesthood, that I experience this deep sadness when so many stay away from Holy Mass, or when we don't come prepared or showing proper reverence to the Lord, when we don't acknowledge that He is truly present with us, when we don't give this gift the value that it really is, that He truly deserves. And I often doubt whether I have done enough, whether I have loved the Lord enough, whether I have adequately proclaimed the power and beauty of this Eucharistic sacrifice, this sacrament of love. And it seems that we have room to grow. We have room to grow in our love of the Lord, in our recognition of His presence, in our returning love to Him for the love that He gives us. Once we recognize this gift, all of us should be missionaries, proclaiming the profound mystery and beauty of the presence of Jesus with us. He's not just in heaven at the right hand of the Father waiting for us. He is truly here. So I beg you, if you have heard, believed, and internalized nothing else from me over the past 3 years, please listen and believe and hold this in your heart. Jesus is Lord. He is worthy of all of our love. And Jesus is truly present with us in the Eucharist. Therefore, show Jesus present in the Eucharist all of the love that you are capable of. He cannot be outdone in generosity. The more love that we show Him, bestow upon Him, the more reverence we give Him, the more He will pour out blessings in our own lives, the more He will reassure us that it is truly Him that He is present. Lord Jesus, for the times that I have not shown You true reverence and love and worship, I beg Your pardon. For the times that I have not loved You as You have deserved, if I have led any of Your people to doubt or disbelieve Your presence in the Holy Eucharist, forgive me, Lord. Through my inattentiveness at Mass, through my lack of reverence, if I have harmed Your people's belief in You and this beautiful gift, forgive me. And I will seek to do penance, reparation for my lack of true devotion, in order that love of You, truly present here, our true food, our source of eternal life, may always grow in each one of us. Amen.